Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's another edition of Mad Dad's Black Blog Talk Radio, and we want to get some special encouragement and send out some prayers for VJ Smith. He's out of town today, and he's down in Miami, you know, on a gang conference, and he's trying to bring back some information that we can use so we can lay up here, maybe bring something new to this new wave of violence that we're having. It seems like every year that when the weather starts to warm up, we have an insurgent of kids that feel that they got to show what they can do. Yep, that was a cell phone. And again, you know what I'm saying? We know this is what we're talking about. This is why y'all say, man, y'all say the same thing every day. Sometimes you got to keep on saying the same thing for people to understand what you're truly trying to say. But anyway, let's get back. That VJ's out of town, and but we're gonna still, you know, do what we do. And today's topic about is what does it take to really be a mad dad? You know, we're trying to find out from our listening audience, you know, what is your perspective about? How do you really see us on the bus? How do you really see us out in the community? What is your thoughts about the men and the women that sacrifice their time and away from their families and away from their careers and stuff to be a part of a movement that's bringing positive, you know, positive role models and mentors off into our community? So, again, the topic today is, you know, what is your real thoughts about being a mad dad? And today I'm being co-host by Bree. She's a young lady that came to us from, where did you come from, Trees? I mean, Tree? Bree? Right, okay. I ain't good with names. Bree, where did you come from?
I came from this organization called Tree Trust. You know, they help out with people who try and look for jobs. And pretty much VJ was the one who I came to on an AMAC corner, and he had me speaking to the mic, and I told him everything that I wanted to tell him, and he told me that one day I was going to work for him, and then I was going to find somebody for me. And, you know, here I am, and those two things actually happened for me. So, you know, I'm actually working for a good organization that, you know, is very positive, nothing negative, and everybody has a positive mindset and mind frame. So, very happy to work for Mad Dads and be a mad mom. So,
see, all right. So, I mean, what has it been yours? I mean, did you come in with some preconceived ideas that what you thought Mad Dads might be like?
Actually, I didn't know what Mad Dads was all about. I really didn't. I came, like, I heard about it, and I Googled it. And then when I saw his face on, you know, on the internet, I was like, I remember him from, you know, the Amen Corner. And so I did a lot of research. And then when you guys sat, you know, had me sit down and watch the introduction of the video, it really touched my heart. And I really got the chance to actually, you know, find out what, you know, what Mad Dads was all about. You guys are not perpetrating or, you know, faking a funk or, you know, pretending like, you know, we're doing, you know, we're out here just to be out here. You guys are actually, you know, putting your blood, sweat, and tears into everything and every organization that we do. And, you know, now that, you know, I'm actually getting the chance to put together some of these organizations and these events that's going on, I actually get to see what you guys do and how you guys interact with the kids, especially with the adults. And, I mean, it's not easy. It's not really easy, but, I mean, you guys, I mean, there's a reason why he chose you guys. And you guys, you know, you guys did a well dang on job of doing it.
Okay. So, now, you know, if you want to call in and you want to speak, you have to push number one on your phone, and they'll tie you directly into us. So if you just want to listen and stuff, you know, just keep on listening. We welcome your company. But if you want to speak, we have a caller. 5376. You know, you just push number one on your phone, and that'll connect you to directly to our board. Okay. And so again, But I mean, but when you came up here, I know you said you had no preconceived ideas of what you thought you would find up here and stuff like this here and stuff. But and you explained a little bit about when you did come up here about the behaviorism and the mannerism of the guys that, that do work for Mad Dads and stuff like this here. Did you find that to be like a contrast to what you have heard?
Actually, to tell the truth, I don't be out in the streets like that, so I never heard, you know, any bad things or any good things. Always heard, you know, they always be downtown giving us these papers to sign, you know, these, you know, forms to sign to help us. And they be like, you know, sometimes I put my fake name and my fake stuff on there, and I tell them like, don't do that because they probably can have something, you know. Before I knew you guys, I was like, don't do that because they probably can have something help for you guys, especially you talking about you need a job and you need a place to stay and you're sick and tired of living.
Don't you find that so bizarre?
It does.
You know, you walk up to a person and stuff, like what she's referring to is we have these resource papers that, and it helps you to find jobs, get you back off in the school, find you different housing, any type of social services that you might need. You know what I'm saying? We don't say we provide these services. What we say is we know people who can get things done. And we will connect you to these people and stuff in order to lay up and help you do what you need to do in order to keep your life moving on. So, but people will lay up here and sign those papers, and they'll put false names and false address, like we don't have nothing else better to do, you know what I'm saying, but to chase down false leads. And that is so crazy, man. You know, because like Bree was saying, that we have men that sacrifice, that understands that this is a movement. I mean, you know, like a lot of people get disenchanted with the Mad Dads because they feel that, you know, this is some form of a job, okay? A 9-to-5, that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That when they come in here and stuff, that, you know, that they're supposed to be get some type of a monetary compensation and stuff and saying for their works that they do. Well, that's not necessarily the truth, because this is a non-for-profit organization. And sometimes the money is just not there. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I worked for 18 months for the Mad Dads, man. I mean, for pay that I never thought I'd lay a pen except. See, but I also understood what the Mad Dads' objective was, what they was trying to do for the community. And having been a part of the tear down and destruction and the annihilation, man, saying, of not only our culture and stuff, I'm talking about the destruction, the physical destruction, man, even so far as just throwing paper on the street, beer cans on the street, you know what I'm saying, breaking windows, man, selling drugs and gang banging. I've been a part of all that destructive mechanism, man, that have brought our communities down. I've been a part of the problem that keeping elderly women and men from enjoying the pleasure of sitting on their porches, man, without being subject to gunfire and stuff like that there. You know, random acts of violence. You know, I was a part about that. So now the Lord had put something in my heart, man, that told me that I had, you know, I survived that stuff for a reason. That now I had to start giving back. And Mad Dads, the organization, gave me an opportunity to give back to the community. You know what I'm saying? See, because when you throw a rock and you break a window, that's an experience. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, because now you know what the consequences of throwing that rock is going to be. You're going to break a window. You know what I'm saying? See, so now I have the responsibility to lay up here and talk to someone, younger men out there on the streets, and I try to tell them and stuff, there's no need for you to break that window. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to gain out of breaking that window? Because the things that, you know, just like gang banging, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you out there, you know, and you saying that, you know, I'm protecting my neighborhood. You know, I'm doing this here because I'm trying to do it for the hood and stuff like that there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But then you look at the real purpose and stuff. What are you doing? You're hurting the same people you're trying to, you say that you're trying to protect. It's like a New Jack City syndrome. Remember what he said? When they took over, when they first took over the, what's the name of that building? The Carter. When they took over the Carter building, they say either they're going to work with us or they're going to be living in hostages. And that's what we've made our community. We've made our community into living hostages, man. Everybody's afraid of us and stuff. Don't nobody have parades for gangbangers. I've never seen that since I've been alive. So we have another call on the phone. We have another call on the phone. 111. You're going to push that thing. So I can kick you in here. There you go. Hello.
Hello. You on the air?
Oh, I didn't even push nothing.
Yeah, I pushed it for you. I pushed it for you. We know that 1-1-1-1-1. We know you're going to get
up. We know who you are. Don't fake it. We know who you are.
We know who that is.
That's so not me.
How are you doing today?
I'm just great. How are you doing?
We're doing good. So today's subject we're talking about, what does it take to be a mad dad or a mad mom? So what is your opinion?
A dedicated person. I want to help people.
Okay, I mean, but, you know, but I know for a fact, you know, you was a mad mom, that you worked on the bus, you know what I'm saying? You've been to a whole lot of community affairs, and you've been to a whole lot of community activities and stuff that required you to make personal sacrifices. So, I mean, and when you wore the green shirt, I mean, was it something about the shirt? I mean, you know, we know the shirt is a representation and stuff instead of the organization, right? But
right.
I'm saying that what was it about you that you personally put off into your identity as being a mad dad, a mad mom?
I don't know. Just what I said. I like helping people. I've always been a helpful person. I like the movement. I like the fact that, you know, you all help people that really need help and get people off the street. Things like that, you know, help the youth, the people who need the help the most, our growing youth, you know. So things like that, basically. Just the fact that, you know, it's a lot of helpless people out here needing help. And, you know, I mean, I know I'm not the most, I need help myself, but you know what I mean? I don't mind helping other people also.
Okay. See, there ain't nothing wrong with that. See, that's the spirit that we know we have to. You know what? We have to rekindle that same spirit that you just said. You know, because, you know, I know you a mother. You know what I'm saying? You got, you know, you got three beautiful sons. You know what I'm saying? You got a beautiful daughter. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
You're giving me extra kids.
Okay, you got two beautiful sons. You got a beautiful daughter. You know what I'm saying? I seen you yesterday. You had two daughters. So, you know, you mother the whole community. You know? All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, see, that same spirit is what we have to rekindle in our communities again. You know? And we got to understand that our communities are becoming, you know, such a universal community. And I mean by that, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know, biracial families, you know what I'm saying? Families from different cultures and stuff that's living right next door across the street. Our children are starting to interact with all type of various cultures and stuff like this and stuff, and we all have to lay up here and take that color issue out the game now. You know what I'm saying? That's not the reason to be to be civil to a person. You know what I'm saying? Because like at first is all black people be civil just to black people, white people civil to white people, et cetera, et cetera. Now we have to take
can you give me some food while you out and about,
okay.
You know?
Hello, Carla. This is the 5270 number. Hello?
Hello, Carla.
Okay. Let's go back to our previous caller. Can you hear me? Okay.
Which one?
Okay. We got you. You're back on the app. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you got two cell phones then. You know what I'm saying? It seems like somebody else is on the phone with you. But, we're just trying to bring about, you know, because this summer, you know, I mean, it's not even school yet. The kids are not even out to school yet, you know? and we're starting to have these random acts of violence that's just starting to run through our communities again, you know? And it seems like
yeah.
these young just do not get it, you know? That, you know, I mean, that's this territorial pride that they have and stuff, you know what I'm saying? These senseless beasts they have with each other and stuff. How they victimize not only their victims, but how they victimize the community, how they live in, they stagnate the productivity of our parks and our other social programs that we have going on. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the most dangerous periods for our children, because our children out there trying to play in the park, they're trying to live in and enjoy the water slides, they're trying to enjoy just playing basketball and just being out there in nature and stuff, you know what I'm saying? These things are what our kids been looking for the whole school period, you know? And now we got, in order for them to feel safe and stuff, we got to keep them in the house. And now they're shooting through the, you know, through the house and stuff and saying, your kid ain't even safe in the backyard sitting on the porch or sitting down watching or playing their video games. You know what I'm saying? So when do we think this type of nonsense is going to stop? And I'm saying that just for people to reflect on the reality of what we're dealing with. And when we have these guys that's riding the buses, because you rode the bus as a woman, and you know that, you know, the reaction that you got from those young people that rode the bus with us. You know what I'm saying?
To work with him is awesome.
So can you speak on that?
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, I rode the bus, and, I see the reaction from some children have good reaction, but, I mean, it's somebody else on the phone, I think.
Yeah, somebody else on the phone.
Yeah, I think you had another line open.
Okay, there you go.
You back on.
Oh,
okay. Well, no, I mean, I was saying I could see the reaction of most kids. They don't really want to. Most kids don't really want to listen to what nobody has to say, you know, but that's because they are rude like that and ignorant like that with their mothers at home. So I'm just a person that believes it starts at home. You teach your kids how to act at home, they'll act the same way in public places, actually even better, you know. So I think you got a lot to do with us parents. We need to start getting down on these kids, you know. That's what I think.
Okay, but I understand exactly what you're saying, but what I really want to say is that what do you think that it's going to take in order for us to live here and start recruiting people who think just like you think?
You know what I noticed? I was thinking about that the other day. What my dad and my auntie did in our community, because a lot of us kids used to fight against each other and not like each other, and they would start doing little trips. You know, where they would take us skating and they would take us to different places together to get us, and then all of a sudden in the community got closer, you know, because those kids stopped beating up on each other and started liking each other. So, you know, I guess it's we need some more formed things to get these kids something together that these kids can come together and find out who each other are and, you know, get to know each other and remember that it's not no South Side, North Side thing. And, you know, it's something that these kids need to get them together so they can start enjoying each other and stop looking at each other as a, you know, as a South Side or a North Side or a St. Paul, or, you know.
Okay. Again, callers, this is Blog Talk Radio, and our number is 347-215-9262. And we enjoy anyone that feels they have a comment today. Now, our subject matter really is...
what does it take to be a mad dad or a mad mom, especially for volunteers who want to volunteer to be part of Mad Dads? What does it take for a volunteer to earn that right?
Yeah, and so, and again, we want to just notify everybody that every Tuesday from 5 to 7, we have a support group and we have a relationship group. And everybody is welcome to come. You know, we have free daycare. We feed. We give bags to take home food. So, you know, come out and just enjoy an evening of information and open conversation, and everyone is welcome. I mean, this entire community. We like to see that we have to start putting the chairs outside So, again, it's from 5 to 7. Our location is 3023 455. So again, 247-215-9262. And again, so caller, we're always glad to hear from you because you always have informative information and insightful conversation as the things that are happening in your community. So we ask you to continue to call us, and we're going to get to this other caller that's on hold. So, but you
know. Okay.
Okay. All right. Caller 5270. Have you got anything to say to us today? You want to share anything with us today? You're just going to do your little sniping thing and just listen to us through the whole program. You don't never have nothing to say. 5270. But okay, we're going to lay up here and let you just enjoy the show. So you're going to continue to enjoy the show. And if you ever feel a need to say something to us,
put them on hold.
We're going to put you on hold. If I can get it on there. Okay. All right, put you on hold. It's going to get you there. Okay, there you go. But again, Bree, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they always think that they can do this job. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, you read people and stuff and say, man, I can do what y'all do. You know? I mean, I think it takes a special person to really, really be an effective mad dad. I really do.
It do, and it takes a lot. You've got to sacrifice. You really do. It really takes about sacrificing. Making the right decisions, not the wrong decisions, but making the right decisions. I mean, I can speak on for everybody when I say that, you know, we do take a lot of sacrifices where we got to choose either between we do this or we do this. We make it here or make it there. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we actually got to sacrifice, and there's a lot of people who actually ask us to do so many things and get us in, you know, schedule us in, and then we have to, you know, sacrifice our time or sacrifice, you know, doing one thing for the other because, you know, that's what it takes to be a mad dad. And people who sit there and perpetrate and pretend like they can do our job, I challenge somebody to take a week, to do a week, to pretend like to be with mad dads and see how it is. To see how it is to be a mad dad and what it takes to be a mad dad, because it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of dedication. So if anybody who said that they could do a mad dad job or a mad dad mom, I challenge you a week. I bet you can't go without a week without doing our job.
Yeah, see, and I you know, like, I agree with that because the reason I'm saying I'm gonna agree with that because, like, you know, I've been here for 5 years, you know. And I've watched people come and I've watched people go.
You lost.
Okay. No, it ain't over. It ain't over yet. It just
go back to the corner. Go to the corner. Right here. Go right here. Click on it. No. No, not with the right mouse. No. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have technical difficulties over here. I didn't push the button, and I didn't.
Gil doesn't know what he's doing with the computer.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you go to studio.
Okay, we're gonna get it together. We're gonna get it together. Couple seconds. Get it together.
Only you, Gil. Only you.
So, again, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want to say that they can do this job, you know. And then when they get off into the actual practice of doing this job, they see the difficulties of it. Because you have to lay up here and sometimes get little in front of a lot of people who you might feel that you're intellectually superior to, you know what I'm saying, physically superior to, that type of stuff. You got to understand the spirit that was inside of yourself, you know what I'm saying, it's going to motivate you to get up in the morning and go out there to try to help somebody who say they want you to help them, but really they want to question your authority to help them. Because, like, when God takes, you know, because I really feel this is a spiritual job, and when God wants to help you, use you in his kingdom, what he does is he sends you back from where you come from, because the Bible always says, never forget where you come from, and don't think more of yourself than you ought to, you know? So when you go out there, you have to put yourself in a humbling spirit, you know, that you're going to run across a lot of people in a lot of pain and a lot of confusion, you know, dealing with a whole vastness of all type of social disorders,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I mean, from fathers, like, I mean, we ride the bus, we hear about spousal abuse, you know what I'm saying? We hear about parents getting high, you know what I'm saying? We hear about children getting high, being neglected. We run across runaways. We run across people, you know what I'm saying, that are mentally ill. We run across all these different things and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that if you're not really spiritually prepared for these spirits can take a hold of you and take you to places that you really don't want to go and you're not comfortable with. So a lot of people don't understand that. And when they do start this work, they say, hey, they'd be so enthused about becoming volunteers and things. And then when they do start participating off in the various activities that we participate in
uh-huh.
every day, they find it to be stressful.
They do.
You know, so, I mean, and this is not to put down anybody that would like to be participate. But I think we have another call on the line. And hello? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how y'all doing today? This is Leroy with the Minneapolis Mad Dad. Out in the community right now doing some things to help help brothers over here over the north, you know, for the North Point situation, you know, they assist you. And it's a mission out here, you know, being a mad dad. You got to really want to do this from within inside of your heart. You know, you got to really want to care about the people, you know, deep inside, you know. Like Gil was saying, you see a lot of people out here that's ill. I see a lot of people, and where my heart cry out for is the ones that's on alcohol, that abuses it in a bad way. You know, I had ran across a brother, and he was really intoxicated. And the work we do, we got to really be humble, you know. And the brother walked up on me and said, I needed a hug. You know, most people would just reject him and turn him away and be like, you know, get away from me, fool. But today, my heart is open to get that brother a hug, and it probably did something to him inside to where that I showed him that somebody actually do care about me. You know, even though I'm abusing myself, that somebody really care inside, truly care about me. So it's desperately needed, you know. And like you say, it's a spiritual thing. Walking with Christ, you know, he got into some small groups and of a group of men of 12 that followed him and served the people that was in need, the blind.
All right, Brother Leroy, I understand saying is, we got a couple of seconds we would give you. So you're out in the community, you're doing that North Point medical thing that's dealing with the physical and medical concerns of black youth over on the north side?
Yes, we are, sir. They got the blood pressure, the high blood pressure check, the weight, syphilis, gonorrhea, testings, HIV, free condoms, dental, and mental.
All right, Mr. Leroy. Hey, right now, man, we're going to beat out our mission statement. And,
yeah.
All right. Again, you know, we have a meeting tonight, and our meeting is at 3023 4th Avenue South. And we're leaving. We just like to just read off the our mission statement. Mission of the Many Dads is to bring about positive change. We seek out, encourage, motivate, and guide committed men in the struggle to save all children, all communities, and ourselves from the social ills that presently plague all communities. Mad Dad enjoys strategies to engage men in the intervention and prevention of community problems. This is designed to attract, challenge, and prepare men to be vocal, visual, and vigilant. And with that, we just like to encourage you to see us next week.
Bye.
Bye.